Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We're going to talk about missions again, Why Missions, Part 2. And I want to encourage each and every one of you, some of you out there listening today, you may have a calling on your life to do some missions work, maybe just a short-term mission, or maybe to preach the gospel, or whatever God has called you to do. I want to encourage you today to step forward into your calling, to move into your destiny. And the highest calling is to be serving the Lord and to do His work here on this earth, to see His kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, to see it manifest here on this earth. And you have a part. If you are a believer, if you are a born-again believer and have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have a part in moving the kingdom forward. It's not just to go to church. That's great. That's great to be in a fellowship. I strongly encourage, and so does God, to have you in the fellowship each and every week and not just let this radio broadcast be your fellowship, but to be face-to-face with other believers and hand-to-hand with other believers. But God wants to take you higher than that. He wants to move you forward in the kingdom so that you can move the kingdom forward. And so Jesus has spoken on this regard. If you know your Bible and you know the scriptures that He has spoken in this regard, the main ones we looked at last week, Matthew 28:19 is called the Great Commission, where Jesus commissioned the disciples to go out and to preach the gospel. And so that commission is not only for those disciples, not only for those men, but it is for you today. It is for me today. It is for every believer today. This is the mission of the church. And we don't go out and we don't attack people and intimidate them and make them come to know the Lord Jesus through intimidation and fear, but we offer them the hope. We offer them the encouragement of the gospel. We offer them the truth of the gospel. Jesus said, "The truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And so the truth of the gospel is what people need. It is what people innately in their spirit, it is what they desire. And so as you offer people the truth, as you speak the truth to them and encourage them in their walk and encourage them to come to know the Lord, then the Holy Spirit convicts them of their sin. The Holy Spirit does His work of conviction and convicts of sin and righteousness and judgment. And so as you spread the gospel, as you tell others about Jesus Christ, about His saving grace, then others come to know Him, and you are then receiving your crown of glory. You're receiving your crown of righteousness, and you are storing up treasures for yourself in heaven. Well, of course, the Great Commission we find in Matthew 28, and starting in verse 18, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age." Well, we talked about this at some length last week, and I'm not going to go over it in much depth here today, but just to reiterate that Jesus said go. He said go. It's not enough just to sit in church week after week and soak up another good sermon. I encourage you to do that, but then go find your calling. Ask the Lord, and if you don't know what your calling is, if you don't know what God has for you to do, you do some praying and fasting. And as you pray and fast, God will open the doors for you, and He will show you where He wants you to go. And so as you listen to His voice, as you listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit will then show you where you are to go and who you are to speak to. And maybe your calling is to be a preacher or whatever. God will show it to you. He will reveal it to you. He doesn't want you just wandering around in the wilderness without any direction. He will show you where He wants you to go. And I'm sure some of you say, "Well, I'm not an eloquent speaker. I have fear when I get up in front of people, or or I don't have the courage to really speak out. Well, Jesus said at the end of this Great Commission, he said, "And lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." And so that is an encouragement that Jesus Christ himself and the Holy Spirit will be with you even to the end of the age. Well, the age isn't over yet, and so there is much work to be done to share the gospel. There's much work to be done to let people know. There's hundreds of tribes, hundreds of tongues of people all over the earth that have never even heard the gospel for the first time. And we take it for granted here in America that everybody knows the gospel, that everybody has a Bible, that everybody gets to listen to Christian radio, Christian TV, and all these things. And this is not the way it is in other places in the earth. Brothers and sisters, I have contact pastors in Kenya and in Uganda and places like that where hardly anybody in their congregations have a Bible of their own. They are just begging for a Bible. And so if you can't go yourself, if you would make a donation so that we could purchase Bibles to take to these people, that would be a great thing. That would be storing up your treasures in heaven. And so as you go, Jesus is going to be with you, so you need not fear. Fear is from the devil. Fear comes from the devil. He wants to make you believe that you can't do anything for the kingdom. He wants to make you believe that you are too insufficient or inadequate to do anything for the kingdom. And that's just a lie from the pit of hell. The devil wants to keep you silent. He wants to keep your mouth shut. He wants to eventually strip you of any boldness and confidence that you have or any desire you have to move forward in your calling. And I say to you today, I will release over you a word. We'll pray at the end for you to move forward into your calling and to be broken of that fear and to be set free of that fear that the devil has put on you. Well, Acts 1, verse 7, Jesus commanded it again to the disciples, and he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth." Well, Jesus was talking to the disciples before he ascended. This was 40 days after the resurrection. And he was talking to the disciples, and he said, "It's not for you to know the times or the epochs." In other words, don't sit around guessing about when I'm coming back, and don't sit around guessing about when your last day on this earth is going to be, and don't sit around trying to prognosticate about when this is going to happen, or put up billboards and say Jesus is coming back on November 1st or whatever. He's just saying you be ready and you receive the power. When you receive the power from the Holy Spirit, you shall be my witness both in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and in Judea, and even to the remotest parts of the earth. Well, what's he saying there? He's saying when you receive that power, that you are obligated, it is your responsibility. I am commanding you to go into the parts of the earth and preach the gospel and teach all that I have commanded you. And you know, first of all, he said, do it in Jerusalem. In other words, do it in your hometown or your locale. That's what this radio broadcast is all about, is to preach the gospel here in this place, my place of residence, the place where I have chosen to live. And then secondly, in Judea, that's the next village over, or the next region over. And the radio broadcast covers a 70-mile radius hereabouts in this area in northwest Kansas. And then third, in Samaria. Well, that's farther down the line. That's farther out in the region. And then even to the remotest parts of the earth. So he said four different places. And so as you gain more authority, as you begin to step out in your calling, whatever God calls you to do, then you will expand your territory. The Lord will see to it that your territory is expanded. And eventually you can go to the remotest parts of the earth. I have a couple of brothers that are going to be joining me on this mission trip, and I've gone with others to Africa. I went with a group 4 or 5 years ago went with a group that had 18 people in it, and so many people have gone to Africa for mission trips, or gone to Mexico, or gone to Central America, or different places, and so you can do that too. There's no reason why you can't. And so that is the remotest parts of the earth that Jesus spoke about, is eventually the whole earth will be covered with the Word of God. The whole earth will know, and every tribe and tongue and every nation will know the good news of the gospel. Well, in Ephesians 4, Paul talks about to the Ephesians the gifts, the ministry gifts, that is considered to be the fivefold ministry, the ministry gifts that Jesus himself gave when he released the captives. And he went down to hell and he released the captives and he gave gifts to some. It tells us in Ephesians 4:11, and he himself, Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Well, that's a Paulism. That's a big mouthful there. But basically what Paul is saying is that Jesus Christ himself gave the gifts for us to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And so the apostolic calling is listed first because that is the sent one, that is the missionary, that is the high calling. And you may have the apostolic calling. You may have an urge or a unction to go and to speak the word. You may have an unction to go on a mission trip, build a house in Mexico or something. There's lots of opportunities. Start looking around, start praying, and say, God, just reveal to me what you want me to do and where you want me to go so that I can be an effective tool for the gospel and for the kingdom of God. Well, the apostolic calling is the sent one. He's the one that is the governor, lays the foundation, and then the prophet is the guide. He comes along and makes correction, and then the evangelist is the gatherer. He's the one who goes into a territory, and he tries to gather the people up and speak the word to them, and that's the office gift that I'm operating under. On this Africa mission, we're gathering people up in crusade forums in Kenya and out on the border of Uganda. And then we're going over to Goma in the Republic of Congo, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And we're going to gather people up. We're going to gather pastors up and give them encouragement and train them and teach them. And then we're going into the Congo also and gather people up for an outdoor crusade, a place where there's been a lot of warfare, a lot of rebel activity, a lot of kidnapping and rape and just death and destruction, and we're going in there to speak the word of God and preach the word over those people to give them encouragement and to give them hope. And then the last two gifts, the pastors and teachers, those are the ones who come along, and they then gather in the flock, and they teach them, they ground them, they guard them in a sound doctrine. And so these are the fivefold office gifts. And verse 12, Paul says that this is for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry. So the saints will be equipped. So when they get sent out, they're trained, they're ready, they are knowledgeable about the things of Jesus Christ. And so he says, for the equipping of the saints, till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And so it's God's will that we not stay baby Christians living on milk all the time. It's God's will that we move forward to a mature man, that we go beyond the doctrines of salvation and baptism, that we go beyond those elemental doctrines and we become a mature man. We start to understand and appreciate the deep things of the gospel, the deep things of the kingdom. And as you do that, brother and sister, you will not be tossed around by winds of doctrine. You'll not be tossed around by heresies and false doctrines. but you will stand firm in the midst of enemy attack. You'll stand firm, and you will know that God is with you every step of the way. And just as Jesus said, "And lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age," that will become a reality with you. You will know His presence. You'll know the presence of the Holy Spirit, and you will feel them every step of the way as you move out for the kingdom. Well, the open door for you will be made known by God in Acts 13:2, and says this is the story of Paul, and while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul," or Paul, "for the work to which I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And so Paul was shown what his work would be. Barnabas was shown what his work would be. And it says the Holy Spirit then sent them away. And the Holy Spirit then showed them where they were to go. And so they launched out by boat from Antioch. And they went out into the Greek Isles and into Turkey and into Greece and Italy and all that part of Asia. And so the gospel was preached by Paul and Barnabas. That was really the first missionaries that were sent out in that region of the world. And so God will open the door for you. The message of that particular scripture is this, is that God will open the door for you. I can tell you a story of when I first realized I was going to be given an opportunity to go to Africa. The Lord showed me in a vision back in 2009. He showed me in a dream of the night that I was standing on a platform, and I had my Bible in my right hand and a white bag in my left hand, and the white bag said across the front in big black letters, "Revelation 22, and a new heaven, new earth." And in the bag was ear corn. God showed me He was going to be my provision. He would be my bread, my sustenance. And behind me on the platform was a big grain bin, about a 2,000 bushel bin. And that bin was completely filled with corn. And He was showing me that the provision would always be there, that everything that I needed He would supply, that it would be filled to the top with the provision. And it would then fill my bag each time as I went out and stood on the platform, that my bag of provision would be filled. And then the Lord also showed me that I was preaching to thousands of African people, black people. And so I knew that it was Africa. I knew that I was going to be given an open door to be sent there. And in addition to those details, the Lord showed me who my intercessors would be, standing between me and the people in the Africa, out in the field there in Africa. Standing between me and them were about 40 men with red hats and blue shirts on. These are the inmates of the prison that make up the church that I preach at the prison. He was showing me these men were going to be standing between me and the people that will receive the message, that these men would be my intercessors. They would be my prayer covering. And so I just praise the Lord that He had provided all the detail, the necessary provision in terms of money and finances to do these trips, and also that He provides the prayer covering and He provides the people for me through the work of the Holy Spirit to receive the message. And so that was the dream that I had. I knew after that God was going to be opening up a door for me. And sure enough, shortly after that, within about 6 months after that dream, I received a call from a brother in Florida who is an evangelist. And he said, "Jim, I have a group of people, of friends that I have ministered with, and they are going to Kenya. They're taking a big worship band over to Kenya. And," he said, "they need some preachers to go with them. Would you want to go?" And so I knew without even thinking about it, or without even having to pray, that this was the open door God was opening for me to go to Africa and to preach the word. Well, as you seek the Lord, He will prepare you. As you seek the Lord, He will give you the gifts that you need so that you can equip the saints. As you seek the Lord, He will show you in dreams and visions, or in prophetic words spoken over you. He will show you what it is you need to do and how you need to prepare, and then he will show you where you need to go. And I would encourage you, brothers and sisters, to pray for me as I'm in Africa right now. Just keep your prayers coming for safety and for good health, for provision, all of the things that you know we're going to be encountering, and just keep those things lifted up in prayer. In addition to that, if you haven't made a contribution, I invite you to do that, to contribute, to help pay for the Africa mission, and you can do that at Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654, and you become a part of this mission. You become a part when you step forward and make a contribution. Maybe you can't go to Africa, maybe you never will go on a foreign mission trip, but you can be a part. You can stand side by side with me and come into agreement with me and be a part of this, and therefore send your treasures on up to heaven and store them for when you're there for all eternity with Jesus Christ. Well, it all starts with Jesus. I hope you know him. I hope you have accepted him. I hope you have confessed and repented of your sin. And if you haven't, do that today. Just say, Jesus, I want to be, I want to serve you. I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. And as you step forward today and do that and make a confession of your sin, turn from your wicked ways, the Lord will be faithful and true to save you. His grace is sufficient for you, and you can move forward then in the kingdom of God and start your Christian walk. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.